Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Money Talks with me, Angel Money. I'm here with an extra special, unexpected guest. Care to introduce yourself?
Miss Madam BB Moon, official on the beat.
Oh, I love Madam. You're the Madam bitch, like, yes. Heidi Fleiss bitch. You be pimping these hoes, be honest. You ever pimp somebody? Girl, that now hard-hitting question right away. You don't have to answer that.
We can go right into the shits, girl.
Oh, I love that. I love that. You're with it. You said I'm with it.
I would never pimp a hoe out. Okay. But
you would pimp
the girls have girl. Come. The girls have come to me
asking to be pimped out. What? Have you ever did it?
If the girl wants,
listen.
If the girl needs me, the girl needs me.
Sometimes, you know what? I would rather have a female pee. Than a male pee, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want a boy running my money, but I have never been pimped, mind you. But I think I ran a little brothel once or twice. You've run a little brothel once or twice?
Once or twice on the beat.
Oh, I know, that's right.
You know, that's
I
right.
always say I really want but, like an agency one of these days, like as I get older.
You know, I take it from my ancestors.
Oh, your ancestors ran a little brothel.
No, I'm just teasing. No, girl. I'm just teasing.
You come from madams, darling. Long line of madams.
No, I'm just teasing.
But how are you? How are you doing? What did you do before you got here? Anything particularly interesting?
There has been many particularly interesting things happening in the lives of BB Moon and Angel Money Mafia.
Oh, yes. So those of you who may not know.
Let's just start that.
Should we just, let's get into that. Let's get into that first, because I feel like people are probably, if you know about this beef, you're probably already a little confused that we're sitting here. But I would just say, you know, I'm really happy that we've squashed our beef. It made me really happy, and we're going to get into it. I feel like this episode is going to be a lot about rejuvenation, grace moving forward, healing, new life in the community, in the doll community. But we had, you know, there was a previous episode, which was...
It was late, it's very late information.
So basically, if you heard a previous episode with Safi Ghaftafar and River Moon before we were, which this is so crazy because I feel like it honestly even sounded almost like fake, and it wasn't. Like, we were literally sound checking for the podcast, and Safi randomly got that phone call from her guy, this like random guy who was like Desai's minion, or like was trying to, Desai wanted him to be her minion. And
hello, Desai.
We had that call. He was on a speaker where Steffi says, "Oh, I'm doing Angel Money's podcast." And he said, "Oh, Angel Money, I love her. I went to her party, and it sucks that this girl stole from her." And I said, "Excuse me, like, what the fuck? Like, imagine hearing that live on your podcast, like, while you're recording. You're not even started yet." And so then he did mention a couple names, and I don't need to air out everybody's name. Like,
we're not gonna air out.
No, names, and I don't want to. But he named a couple people, and you were one of the names, and. I did censor it on the main feed. I did uncensor it on the Patreon feed.
Get that coin, sis.
Well, I mean, hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Hello, I'm hello, like, you hello. Got the coin for me.
No, I got the coin and you got the coin. Exactly. And that's why you're my sis.
No, because we're both going to get our coins, sweetie. But sweetie. It was, you know, and I feel like I tried to not have it be, I really struggled with how I was going to handle that because it was like, it's obviously too good to not include in the episode. Like, that's just that spontaneously happening. Yeah. It's like a fierce plotline. Like, hello, yeah. like hello. What the fuck? Like, that was just like God dropped it on us. But I honestly almost didn't even want to put it out because I was like, first of all, this is old tea. Second of all, you know, like, it's messy and like you were definitely going through a complicated time at that moment. Mm. But it was for me that, so then I settled on, well, I'm going to censor it, at least on the main, so that like the thousands and thousands and thousands of people who listen don't hear like who, mm. who. And then my small community can hear it, but, and then I, you know, talked about it with like kind of like good sisters of mine, but it wasn't, I really didn't want it to be like, let's put Miss BB on blast.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I respected that.
But I also can understand how it would feel crazy being in your position. Okay. As well.
So let me get my point.
Yes.
Let me get my side of the.
Please.
I mean, this is going to be a real.
A real conversation. A real red table talk.
Red table talk. Miss BB Moon was a man. Mm-hmm. And like, she
back
was
in the old days.
Back in the old days, girl.
The old
days. Yes. Working that door. And I love Angel. Angel is my sis from 7 years back. We went to Miami together, freaked it, and like ever
and
since Loki, then,
even
like,
before, like I feel like you would come up and we would be at like Annalise
and we would
for
have
afters. We would have like a really good time.
Energetic experiences, yes. Like higher vibrational experiences. Someone I knew could just see me. And yeah. I just like, I see like I've always felt like we saw each other in this like,
I agree,
kind of like, let's get this money on the, yes, social media, but also like, let's be good
and
people.
And we were both on OnlyFans at the time, yeah, when we met.
And like, let's be good people. Like, yes, let's just carry, yes, being good people. But yeah, BB Moon as a man was carrying and had a little bit of a issues with some of those things.
Some of the substances.
The substances.
Oh, girl, that, you took the substance.
That
no, Demi, darling.
That make you be forgetful.
Forgetful. And listen, because I also know when the times I've been the worst stealing, it was on benzos, sweetie. Yeah. That's when I used to be the worst. Like, that's when, like, the only time I've ever stolen from, like, someone that I personally knew or stolen, like, in a crazy way that got me in trouble, like I was on benzo. So I do understand and have like a heart for that. Like, it blurs the lines of the boundaries, like what you will and won't.
Honestly,
do.
For me, it was just like, all I remember that night, because I was in such a terrible place in my life, that I just was like, girl, I'm doing this door. I'm so broke. I volunteer to do the door. Ain't no one really even asked me like to do the door. Just stressed, so I just wanted to help her.
Because it was crazy.
It was crazy.
And we were,
so we,
and
need,
we, were
we needed
we
extra
were pointing
help.
Her. We were paying her.
So in my mindset in that time, thinking to literally, what is this? Like, I was like 21 or like 22 or like, I don't know. How many years ago was this? Like,
oh, I don't even know. It was in 2021.
Oh, ages.
So this was like, what year is
crypt keeping?
4 years ago.
Yeah.
So, because it's 2025 now, right?
Yeah, okay, girl.
The way I'm like, girl, old. Because you're how old now?
26.
That's not old, girl. You're not old yet. I'm old. Like, I'm about to be 30. Like, we're getting there in the age, but you're not, you're still technically mid. Next year, you'll be late, but you're still mid. Mid 20. You're not mid, but you're mid 20.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so basically, my mentality, I thought, was just that, like, oh my God, I gotta pay myself too because I'm doing all this work because I'm like trying to be helpful.
For
and
sure.
And like, I bet, put some money in my purse and then this gay man saw me and that's tea. And then, like,
real.
And that's fucking real.
And it was, it was a lot of cash that night.
And
so,
and there was just dollars and dollars and dollars in cash, and I was just like, I don't.
It
think,
was a lot of. I remember and I me and the person who funded that party. We were like just in the box of cash at the end of the night, just like running our hands through it, squeezing it. Like, this is such a crazy, like, massive money. Like, it was just like a weird amount of cash.
And I was like, hi, and I was like, literally, like, oh, maybe I should just pay myself for all the work I just helped do. And then, like, that is not appropriate. I acknowledge that it's not appropriate because, like, I was never formally asked by you to do the job, but I helped. And
Censor. We go censor the name. Censor. Don't worry. I'm not going to put this out. I censored her before. I'm not going to put her out there. It's not. I really don't. And again, like, the main reason why I put it out to begin with wasn't to put anyone on blast. It was because I was like, this is just too fascinating of a plot line. So I was like, I can't not release it. But it wasn't to put anyone on blast. That's why I censored everybody. But I didn't want to put you on blast. I didn't want to put the other people on blast. I will be censoring the name of the other people involved. But it was too good to not share. And I think that, you know, my goal was never, I think there was a part of me that wanted y'all to hear it and hear that I knew about it in a way, because it's like, well, if you, you know, imagine if like you're, if you heard your good sis like pocketed some stuff, you would probably be like, well, I want them to know that I know. But I also knew I didn't really want a confrontation with you. Like, I didn't want that. I wasn't feeling like I needed it. It wasn't feeling like there was anything that I needed to get from that in the moment. You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, well, this happened. It's too juicy not to share. I'm going to share it. Girl, not too juicy. We know about that. We know about getting a little too juicy. But that was a very unique situation. And, you know, I probably wouldn't have been. I think it was just mismanaged.
It was mismanaged.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, and it was a, I will say this, it was the first time I ever threw a party. There probably should have been, and I will say this, I've never thrown a party at a similar scale where there was only one door person again, because that was, it was, even though, you know, we were paying like a decent amount for door, but it was like, there, that could have been split between two people and it would have been made a little bit more sense. You obviously, if it had been a more serious conversation, you obviously would have received just like a door pay. But I also know in nightlife, sometimes these things get slippery where you're like, well, I'm just going to pay myself. Lord knows I've been in similar positions. So it is hard to not take that kind of thing personally. Like, oh, I was stolen from, because it was brought to me that way. But after talking to you about it, I don't feel that way. But so let's get into the reality of NTS of it all.
Yes.
Because
let's get to the reality of NTS. And I think it's a lot of people like talking about it for
about
us.
About the reality of NTS, yes.
And like, and not actually like us talking to each other.
Well, and that like, was a lot of it. I feel like there was a lot of, we weren't talking to each other throughout this. And so that's kind of how it got so booky. I think,
and
partially.
I had the impression that like, for me, like my context for this whole thing was that someone basically just told me, like, there was a podcast going on around by, about me, about from some late, very late crypt tea from, like, my Zan.
That you, like, don't even remember because you was on
era,
the Zan.
I don't remember.
Like, it's not even it just crypt. Like, it's like, you don't even remember because you don't remember, that whole time of your life.
And now people are saying that I'm, like, a thief door girl. And I'm, like, I don't even work the doors that much, like,
well,
that.
But let's get into this, because
I also hear that there's this running tale of me stealing from the door from like Travis Bass's party,
yeah,
or whatever, and that was literally disproved because he sent me a personal apology with camera footage.
Okay. Oh, I know that's
yes,
right.
I have the receipts.
Okay.
Because like, yeah, this is going back to ancient Meg superstar, Princess T. No shade to my sis, Meg, actually.
Because that was, what you're talking about is there was a Mehenada.
Mehenada, crazy
that you
party
were alleged
that
I, to have stolen from. This was like before I knew you. This was like the first time you were in New York when you were at Cooper, right?
Yes, I was at Cooper. I was
and
a young child.
You were alleged to have stolen from a door at Mehenada with, that Meg was also working, and I don't even remember the
And then I received a personal apology from Travis Bays over text with receipts and a camera recording of the person who stole it.
Who stole?
This random white gay.
Like, not even anyone involved? Just, like, this somebody random white, and it got pinned on you?
A random white gay stole the money and got not pinned on me.
That is so... Like, not even anyone who was working?
No.
Just, like, a random person stole the money?
No, like, he was
okay, because that was... I had obviously heard about that team.
I promise you, like, me and Meg, we are no longer, like, close. But, like, me and Meg never did anything wrong that night.
Yeah.
It was a crazy night. We were literally... That night, we had booked... Literally, Asian Doll, like for Travis Bass.
Asian Doll at Mahinata?
It was a hot fucking mess. I'm like 19, and Travis Bass is trying to like get me to like basically throw a party for Mahinata
under Many my such cases.
With fucking Asian Doll, and like Asian Doll goes down there and she sees the basement. She sees the area and she walks right back up the fucking stairs and leaves.
Oh, she's not trying to perform.
No, she doesn't perform.
She leaves?
She sees Mahinata basement and leaves. Like, this is some deep BB Moon official lore.
That is so funny. The Asian Doll just literally walked downstairs, saw Mahinata, and left. That's what I should have done the first time I went there. But low-key, I had a time at Mahinata back in the day. I feel like old Mahinata was.
Yeah, that's when I grew up.
When somebody... Oh, let me not hit the table, girl. But when somebody stole my... I had a Moncler coat that somebody stole at Mahinata that pissed me the fuck off. I think I know who stole that. I'm not gonna say it, but it don't matter.
Mahinata was
stealing central, apparently.
Yeah, so the door money from that event,
it was stolen by a white gay,
which was so
the whole amount.
A lot of money was made that night.
I can imagine.
And it was pinned on me and Meg because we were the door girls.
Yeah.
Even though someone literally just basically reached into the cash box and took the money. But that's
fierce that he like gave you a apology with camera footage. Did they ever catch the fag who took it?
Yeah.
Is he like, anything happen to him?
Karma, baby.
Oh, I don't know.
Being irrelevant. Yeah. I don't know who that is. I don't even know that person's name.
No, I don't either. Well, like, I literally don't.
I literally don't even know that person's name is.
So that was like, I feel like going into this whole beef, like I had that narrative in my head, obviously, because there had been stuff circling about a BB Moon thieving tendency, which isn't necessarily true. And so when that Reality Von TS post went up, which was, it was, for those of you who don't know Reality Von TS, talked about it on the pod. I think that Reality Von TS is going to be coming on this podcast very soon, actually, as a matter of fact. But they are they're kind of like the messy ass, like Instagram gossip girl of crackhead New York. Like it is just like they do post mad shit. Like post like receipts of stuff, screenshots of stuff, screen recordings of people's stories, like the whole thing. It's like a gossip page, mm-hmm. basically. And they had posted a screenshot of your story, which for the record, like the background of that was, it was a story where you say something about like spells, meditation. Like,
yes. Yes. Like, I said, I posted a story asking my followers for, you know, like ask me a question. And someone was like, girl, this is so fucking dumb. Like, literally, people are so dumb. So, like, someone asked me a question being like, you're like supernatural, like you're a witch, like how much magic do you have to be able to like get like to do what you do? And I was like, cute, that's cute. And then like our sis Lilith Soros commented, I guess she had no idea that me and Angel were beefing and was like...
No, she did know about it, but she forgot. She told me she forgot about it. She forgot about the beef. She like didn't... Wasn't
my silly
about it.
Little girl.
So what Lilith told me was that she thought it was funny because it was very similar to something I had posted before, and she was sending it to me being like, LOL, BB Moon Jacket, you're as fuck. But not serious. You know how Lilith is. It's like play. Like, it's not... Yeah. Lilith is not like... a mean person. She's not a catty person. She just likes to play around. She's very playful. And so it was play. And she, so then when they posted that, she literally, when she tagged me at Angel Money Mafia, because they posted a screenshot of your, of that story you're talking about on Reality of NTS. And then Lilith commented at Angel Money Mafia, thoughts. And mind you, I ignored it because I'm like, I'm not weighing in on this. I don't want to be messy. Like, this is not the tea. And it turned into when I, but then I checked it and it was,
I was going off.
A baby moon crashed out.
No, baby moon was crashing out a little bit because I was pressed because I was just like, I have been nothing but nice to Angel, and I was,
and you just didn't understand what was happening.
I was didn't understand what was happening because like I was,
and you thought that was like because you had heard whispers.
I literally thought you were trying to like wipe my name or something, like, or like airing me out for something, a mistake that I made. I thought that,
of course,
we never even had the chance to talk
to chat about it
one on one.
And I completely understand from your perspective why it would be like that. And it was,
and you also, you knew me at that time. And you did know what I was going through at that time. And we were very close at that time.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and I just thought that maybe there was, like, the opportunity for us to talk.
Yeah, absolutely. One-on-one
before it became, like, this whole thing where other people were talking for us.
Absolutely.
And then
I think
the podcast just coming out of nowhere when I'm, like, in my, like,
in your healing.
Like, healing era. Growth era. Like, I'm, like, doing a solo show like in Berlin, like I'm like,
but you know what, I feel like it was good that it happened at this time because I weirdly feel like it's pulling us back together.
No girl, I'm obsessed with you.
Like, no, same.
I love you.
I love you too.
I've always loved you too.
You know, I have too. And I feel like the thing that I love about you is that, you know, and I'm gonna choose my words carefully,
a fierce cunnilingus.
Yeah, let's do a fierce cunnilingus. So, but I, what I will say is I, oh, I know that ASMR is right. So anyway, what I was saying is, and we can get into it, is that I really appreciate a period. You know, we love a motherfucking carry ASMR here. I love a carry queen. I love a bitch who can carry. I love a bitch who likes to go out, who likes to be, who finds the beauty in that and finds the magic in that and can build a life that is, that gives themselves pleasure, but also gives themselves, like, you provide for yourself. And I think you and I have a lot of similarities. And I think actually even Lilith thinking that that was like you, that pose like you, Jack Grace, is because we actually, I think, have a lot of similarities in the way that we think. And so I really do appreciate you and like who you are, but I feel like that was one reason why it just did kind of sting.
Hurt you.
Yes. It, let me do this line show. I think that's why it really hurt, because I felt like we had a bond through the mess. Because I feel like you, you know, I love you down. I respect you. But you definitely, you know, you can be messy. You have like a, in the past, I feel like you're maturing and growing.
Yeah.
And I think through that, we always had like a bond. But it was, you know, it was, it's not the end of the world. And I think what I really appreciated was, so my approach to drama, maybe we should just go for the Reality of NTS post, we were crashing out on each other in the comment. Well, I wasn't really crashing out. And I actually did. I will say this. Lilith saw my original comment and it was significantly worse. Like much, much worse. And I did.
Yeah.
And Sasha told me the other night before I saw you, you kept it really cute on her in the comments. And I was like, I felt that way that I restrained myself. But there were things that I said. And, you know, I apologized to you in person that night. Like I felt like I said certain things that was, that were
a little inappropriate.
Like, you know, like, I know that you've had a lot of struggle with Xanax. And so, like, referencing that to kind of, like, throw a shot at you. But mind you, I felt like I was being came for. Because I was like, okay, I didn't mention this person's name. This person is someone who I found out stole, you know, that's, this was my mindset at the time. This person stole money from me. And I didn't mention them. And they're crashing out on me saying I don't have a business, saying my podcast late, all this stuff. But at the same time,
because I was feeling isolating.
You were feeling hurt.
I was feeling hurt and isolated.
Of course, and I completely understand like, where
as,
you were.
Like, for me, like, I had only, like, I literally was texting you, like, that week or something, being like, girl, I love your fucking hair. Like, I like, just was, like, it just shocked me when I heard the podcast because I didn't even know that. Like, genuinely, I didn't even know I did it.
Yeah, no, for
like,
real.
That's what I'm saying is, like, telling and you, like, I didn't even know I did it. So when people tell me in my, like, my health and wellness era that I did that, I'm like, oh, I did that because, like, I'm a real-ass bitch.
Right.
And I'm like,
and what I will say is, after we got over the initial crash out, where, because you did crash out a little bit in the comments, I did, you know, handle it, and we did go back and forth. But you, after that, when you came into my DMs, my approach to any type of beef, any type of conflict, and I even told you this, is like, I don't necessarily have to, I don't necessarily have to trust somebody. I don't necessarily have to, like, even like somebody. But if someone asks me for grace and forgiveness in a moment, like, I'm going to give it to them. I'm just not going to hold on to shit. And I think that's a starting point for, like, so much healing, where when the moment you said in my DMs, like, I'm asking you to forgive me. This was a big mistake. I'm very sorry. Like, I, you know, and I even told you in that moment, like, am I handling this in the most high vibrational way possible? No. Like, I know I'm not. I know I'm being crazy. I know I'm being a crash out. But it hurt. It hurt me to know that, like,
my... We were just two friends who were hurt by each other.
And I think...
That's what the reality is that we love each other, and we were two friends that were hurt by each other.
And I think that that era was, like, a very insecure era for me, because that friend group was, and listen, I love everybody that was at that time, but that dynamic was messy. Everybody, it would be one of those things where sometimes I wouldn't want to leave the afters, because I knew when someone left the afters, everybody keyed on them. Everybody talked about it. Everybody was shady, nasty. It was like it was a very gossipy crowd at that time.
Girl, nothing has changed.
At all.
No, nothing has changed. Well, girl, at all. But
you know, it was, you know what I'm talking about, though,
because
it
would be, we are changing. It would be, and those, we are growing.
Oh yes. Yes. Oh yes, honey. Yes, if it don't involve me, it don't involve me. But when we were at, you know, you remember afters where it would be like somebody would leave the afters and then everyone would descend on that person after they left and like be like, don't you think it was like weird how she said like blank, 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 blank? And that stuck with me, and I feel like it created definitely an insecurity that fostered throughout like time. And so I think when I think back to that time, it did hurt me to be like, these people that I really enjoyed, really liked, thought were really cool, and then now I find out these hoes stealing from me too. Like, you know, you can understand how that would feel.
Yeah.
I will say, I think after our initial little like flare up of crash out, you handled it in a way that was very thoughtful. And then when I saw you at Outlaw, you came up to me and you gave me a hug, and then at the afters you came up to me, and I meant what I told you, which is, this is dead right now. Like, we squashed this in this moment. Like, the second you came up to me and were like, let's talk about this, like, I just feel like, literally the moment I saw that vulnerability from you, I had no hurt feelings anymore.
No, girl. Because, like, I, you know, Angel, like, I have been working so hard, like, on my life. I'm not trying to be emotional, like, on the podcast beat, but, like, I have been working so hard on my life, and I have been freaking it. And like,
you've been freaking it?
I have been freaking it, girl. And, like, you know, that's fucking right. And, like, yeah, I had a crazy few years, and the girls who know me, and the girls still know me because they have been there for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I will never, ever, 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 ever come onto, like, a podcast to talk. I didn't come onto this podcast to talk shit about anybody. I came onto this podcast to talk about
positive,
like, positive
growth, healing,
movement. Vibes.
New life, nice. Spring. So let's.
The ability for the dolls to like.
So, because while we were squashing our beef, other hoes were trying to squash their beef. It didn't work. We were at the afters.
Oh.
Off in East Williamsburg. We're not going to name names. We're not going to say, well, we can, but I'm not, you know, so we were at, let's be real. We crushed our beef. We squashed it. We actually squashed our beef before that whole situation started. I feel like we set off a chain event. No shade. So we squashed our beef. I'm with our sis. Let's get into tranny beef winter.
You want to transition right from this? Okay.
It's been tranny beef winter. It's been tranny beef winter. The trannies, the dolls have been beefing. Everybody fell out. Everybody fell out. And I was like, oh, Mark safe from Tranny Beef Winter until our beef. But like, there were so many hoes who fell out. And it's been all over. We've seen it. We've seen it all. We've seen it on the close friends. We've seen it on the main stories. We've seen the crash outs happen in real motherfucking time. And then you hear about it through the back channels. You hear, oh, such and such isn't fucking with such and such. Such and such isn't fucking with such and
such. I'm just going to say this. Can I just say this?
Say whatever you want.
When you lock into your own light and like your own career, this and like realize the world that we're living in is not going to change. You have to endure like all this rah-rah, that all this rah-rah between the dolls don't mean shit.
It really doesn't, except it's plot lines.
And it's also like, if we like maybe had more of a like focus on like the things that really matter, like the people.
Here's my thing. So we're at this afters. We squash our beef. We're this fabulous fucking afters at that design studio. We're sitting. Our sis gets pulled into a room with our other sises, two legacy sis. Pulled a third sis into a room, into a glass room, conference room. Because, mind you, this is the design studio, and they have conference rooms that are, like, soundproof. So there's, like, three soundproof rooms, weirdly. There's, like, one that's – the one next to the one that reunion was happening in was, like, the carry room where everybody was doing lines. And then there was, like, the phone call room at the end where the – kind of, like, the corner – and then there was the middle one, which is where this summit occurred.
This summit, yeah.
And it was, I mean, you were, let's ask the audience, you were there. This thing was there. It was,
Miss Lilith.
You were never here. She was never there. So they pulled her into the room. They said, when does it happen? They grabbed her. They said, can we talk? They pulled her in the room. They want to squash the beef. I think because there had been beef between these three individuals, separate beef between all of them, complicated. And we're not going to get into who it is, what the beef was, but doll one had beef with doll two. Doll one had beef with doll three. Doll two had beef with doll one. Doll two had beef with doll three. Doll three had beef with doll one. Doll three had beef with doll two. It was a web of beef. And obviously, mind you, it's about 30 people this motherfucker after. And we're all witnessing this happening. The beef summit. The reunion summit. They're trying to make it happen. They're trying to squash the beef. They're trying to get through it. And I don't know what happened in that room because, again, it was soundproof. But I do know that one of the dolls in question did leave in tears, crying, ran out. And it made me really sad.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. It made me sad.
It made me sad too.
It made me really fucking sad.
It made me sad because honestly, I'm at this place in my life right now where, girl, not the podcast getting emotional. It's just like.
It can be as emotional as you want it to be, girl. Girl. It does not have to be rah-rah. We can be as real
like,
as
raw. Angel, the way that I came to you as a friend because like I squashed beef because like. I do not think that in the world that we live in as like creatives, powerful people, like magical people, supernatural people,
yes,
we need to be fighting each other.
I agree.
I'm fighting when the world is like really like
in flames and coming for us. It's like the way that I feel, the way that I really feel about Tranny Beef Winter. Do you want my honest opinion?
Yeah, tell me.
Is that okay? If it's a billion goddesses in a room, you think there's not going to be beef? Of course there will be. But that being said, them goddesses are still sisters and would unite against a demon that came in, try to do something to the bitches. I really think we need to have more of a united front in the sense of, you know, interpersonal disputes. I get it. You don't have to be cool with everybody. But at the end of the day, we kind of have to have an understanding, this is my sister. Because who else got, you know, who else has her?
Who else
like,
has her?
And yeah, we're like, all on our own individual journey. Like, we're all doing our own thing. But, like, we're all on our own. It's lonely being a motherfucking doll. It's lonely being a motherfucking doll. It's hard. Yeah. You spend a lot of time trying to make yourself into something that you always wanted to be. And all of these other bitches are doing the same damn thing. And you get to a point where you are at a power level that is so beautiful. You have so much creative grace and elegance and so much ability to maneuver through the world with beautiful magic. But that doesn't come without complications. Like, you get into, we all have just like wounds, trauma, mm-hmm, incidents. We all listen, and Miss Thing Who Ran Out Crying is number one who has, you know, she is like, in my opinion, one of the most incredible, beautiful, powerful women in New York who, mm-hmm, has built such a beautiful platform for herself and also has very deep wounds.
Yeah.
I just think it's hard to see bitches fight. It's hard.
It is. It is. I mean, I'm not. Ooh, y'all got me feeling. Ooh, the cancer in me is coming out. Okay, no, like, it's just like, oh my God, I care about these girls so much.
I feel the same way.
I genuinely care about these girls so much. And like, I mean, I only transitioned a year ago. You know that.
Crazy.
And like, even the support I have felt like being trans for like 1 year and like, but also the support I felt as a gay man or whatever the fuck that was.
But you were always like low-key one of the girls. Like, it was never giving, like, you were never one of the gays. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you weren't really treated like the gays are treated. Like, you weren't like because the gays, mind you, fabulous. And like, love the gays as like a class of people, like fabulous, necessary people. But you were never really like treated like the gays. Like, you were kind of like
never, yeah,
with the, I feel like you were always, everyone kind of always knew that you were gonna be a girl, and so it was like you were with us. Like, you were never, you know what I mean, you were never like a gay really.
Yeah, I was a little late to that party.
Yeah,
but anyway, but what I'm just trying to say is this like, just being even like fresh to this and like whatever, I just like, I have so much love outpouring for all of my dolls, and I just, yeah, like, I just want to send a like loving message, like, y'all, come on, y'all, like, let's keep it cute, y'all.
Yeah,
like, come on, y'all.
I mean, but you know what I will say? Sometimes you can't keep it cute, and I do. I feel like in Training Doll Winter, it's hard because I can really see everyone's perspective and everyone's side. And especially as a participant, like, I understand how it is to be like, well, I was wronged. I was hurt. Like, this person, I don't fuck with them. And they have this wound that's causing them to hurt me. I'm going to hurt them back. Whatever. It's like, I get it. But I'm just like,
but why are we all trying to be victims for her, though? Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's just this thing. Like, it's just the, and we all in the club trying to get freaky, like, and just survive, girl. Like, you know, like what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's literally just giving survival. And I don't know. I
feel like we do need, like, kind of like a doll armistice where it's like, you can't just because you're, you know, beef is real, but sometimes the beef is not the most important thing. Like, sometimes you have to, like, set it aside because, girl, this bitch is trying to get lit in the fucking club. And the cameras aren't rolling. It's like, we don't have a reality show at this moment. If we did, it would make a lot more fucking sense.
But I mean, to bring it back to what I was trying to say before, it's just like, I feel like all the dolls, what they need to do right now is, like, focus in on, like, what is true to yourself. Like, I don't know who needs to hear this, which dolls need to hear this, but, like, work on your mixes, work on your sets, work on your paintings, work on your life. When you invest yourself into everything, when you invest everything you have
into what you're doing,
it's gonna fall off you like water, girl.
The beef will, yeah.
The beef will.
Because it's like, fall well, you know like what you're focused on. And I will say,
you know what you're focused on, and like you.
I think that's why our beef fell apart so quickly, because we're both so focused on what it is we care about. And so it's like, once we came together, it was like, well, who the fuck cares?
Why do I care about, like, why would I care about beef with my friend?
Yeah.
I don't care to have beef with my friends. And I do not believe in, like, revenge. I believe in karma. Like, I'm like an Asian doll. Like, I literally
like Asian doll.
Like, literally, like believe in, like, girl, my ancestors are watching me down. Like, yes. Like every step I take, like, I have to,
they're guarding grace. Your vision, darling.
And like, and if I make a mistake, I have to, like, do 2 times better next time.
Yes,
exactly.
To make it right.
To make it right. So, like, I don't know. I'm just trying to, like, say that, like, since the moment that BB Moon stole Angel's money, has been a long time coming,
oh,
girl.
Oh, yes. It was a long time.
It's been a long time coming.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time. It's been a long time
coming.
And I'm prepared to, you know, we did it in person. We did it on Instagram. But let's just go ahead and mark this beef. Ba-bum! Squash.
Squash.
Squash. Squash. Squash. The beef is squashed. Squashed. BB Moon and Angel Money have no type of beef. This is sister stuff.
Sisterhood.
From now on. Sister stuff. Sister stuff. Yeah, we're on that sister girl. We're on that sister stuff. And well, you know what I will say? But you know what? I really feel like, you know how I felt that day of the afters when we squashed our beef? Was like, I need there to be cameras rolling. Because if there is going to be all of these plot lines of drama happening, if there's going to be all of this happening, bitch, this was better than fucking Real Housewives of New York this fucking season. Like, and hoes are tuning in. Like, I will be out and about and people will be like, oh, did you hear about such and such beef? Mm-hmm. Such and such fell out?
Mm-hmm.
Such and such. Everybody's in the business. Why don't we make it into a business? Talk about, I ain't got no business. Why don't we turn it into a business? Why don't we turn, like, I don't understand.
Let's, like, force us and turn it into a business.
Why don't these bitches get, and by these bitches, I mean me, we, us, everybody, turn, like, we just need to turn it up a level, get cut enough where it's like the cameras are rolling because the plot lines are fierce. Okay, so something about you that I've always known is that you've really balanced multiple career threads simultaneously in a really, honestly, like, deceptively elegant way, which is that you have been simultaneously involved in the fine art world, and you have maintained a very successful OnlyFans as well at the same time. which I think is very empowering and iconic to be able to do both.
Thank you, Angel. That's so sweet coming from you. No, yeah, exactly. I mean, like, for me, it's like, I want to make my work, and I'm going to make it work no matter what. So, like,
you're going to get those bills paid.
No, so that I can paint. What. The Girl, bills are going to be paid so that I can paint.
You're going to, I feel like that's something that you have always been clear on is, bitch, I am going to do whatever I have to do to make sure that I am good to do what I want to do. And you, because you started OnlyFans in kind of an unexpected way, right?
Okay. Yes, it was very unexpected. Like, I was I started OnlyFans as Sethi Too Thick. Like,
Sethi Too Thick. Like, I was like, oh, that's so nostalgic.
Okay,
of a
it's
name.
Very nostalgic. If I shout out to Sethi Too Thick, it's kind of like how I went viral was as a gay, like, femme Asian twink bottom, like with the fierce booty and like feminine smooth skin, like blah blah, and
feminine,
like
they smooth skin,
and it was just natural, and it was just like giving. There was like only one of that.
Did you on Twitter. So when that happened, did you make the decision, I want to post this, like, let's put this out there?
I had an edgy boyfriend in New Orleans.
Ooh.
I had an edgy boyfriend in New Orleans.
Is this the guy with the beard?
Yes, the guy with the beard, girl.
And he was making tapes.
Yeah, and he was into making the tapes because mm-hmm. he was in.
He
proposed to me.
Oh, I remember this.
Yes, you remember this.
I remember all
He proposed of this. To me, and I was like 19 oh, wow. or some shit.
Girl, like, you put that thing on him, that moon on him, and they are going to. Go ape.
That's what's so funny to me is that, like, I was dolling it on the beat even as a gay man. Like,
you really
I was,
were. And I was like, you were gonna get your motherfucking bills paid one way or motherfucker other, which I think is just fierce. But so you were. He just was. Like, what he just like was like, let's make a tape. It would be hot. Let's put it out. It would be hot.
No, we. What happened was, like, my OnlyFans career started from when, like, I was like doing this like freaky shit where I was like, you know what, babe, like, I think we should start our OnlyFans because, like, we be fucking down. Oh. So, like, and we be in this dorm room with, like, hella stacked up trade. Like, there's, like, I'm in a dorm. I'm living in a dorm with, like, four guys.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, my
And you're just seeing dollar signs.
Yeah, I'm seeing dollar signs. It's, like, basically.
You're, like, you are looking at all these men and you're, like, oh, I can have an experience with them. That would be so fierce, and it could be monetizable.
Yeah, this is when I'm like 19. I'm like literally a child, and I'm like in college, like trying to like figure out how to pay my bills and pay my tuition.
You're like,
and
this,
like, whatever.
These bills gonna get paid, and I'd be fucking crazy. So,
and so I made this viral video of me. It goes Sethi Too Thick bouncing on his boyfriend's dick while roommates are in the living room.
Ooh.
They went viral on Pornhub. Like,
I could see that going viral.
It went viral on Pornhub.
They said, Sethi Too Thick, I gotta click on that. Who
no.
is that?
What's so crazy is that, like, my fan base is so pressed that I, like, I'm still not Sethi Too Thick.
They're mad. They missed it all. They missed the.
They low key missed Sethi. They low key missed Sethi Too Thick.
They were like mad you transitioned.
Yeah, low key.
Well, you know what?
That's why it's been a little bit hard for the doll lately because, like. Because
they, like, wanted the trap back.
They wanted the femboy. They wanted the femboy.
But you know what? Too motherfucking bad. Because at the end of the day, you were the one in that dorm room. Bouncing on that dick. So you get to decide what the fuck you're going to do with that. Like, they were watching you because they are you have a magnetism, like a sexual attraction to you where people want to watch, obviously, if you went viral for bouncing on that dick. So then who the fuck cares? It's your
girl.
You're the one bouncing.
200K later, it's not a big deal.
It's not at all. at all.
200K later, it's not a big deal.
It's not at all.
Anyway.
Is that the amount? I know that's right.
No, that's right.
I mean, let's say this. How many of these hoes out here bounce on a dick got you 100K? Hello? Not many. Not many can say that. Not many can say they bounced on a dick in college and 200K later. And I think that's beautiful. So that went viral. And then you obviously were like, I have to capitalize on this. I have to make this into a
But then it was intense because like all of my fans were gay fans. And then I wanted to transition. So then I had this whole freaky spiral where I was just like, oh, I'm a doll. I'm a doll. I think that's why I put off my transition for so long.
I think everybody kind of felt that. Like, you know, it was
like, I put my transition off for so long because like
financial
thing. Whereas like people wanted me to like be a gay femboy. And like, I honestly, like, I think that I always knew I was a doll, but it's just like financially, like to transition and then like lose my entire fan base. And then like, have to start over. I mean, girl, I had some hard times.
Yeah.
I had some really hard times. Like, my OnlyFans, like, when I, like, transitioned, it went to zero.
It went to zero?
It was, like, literally, I was, like, making, like, 5,000, like, a month, like, regularly. Like, 5,000 upwards a month regularly when I was gay. Mm. And then when I transitioned, it was, like, everyone left.
Wow.
Like, all my subscribers and fans, like, left. And they were like, ew, tranny, freak, ew.
Has it been, like, a process building that back? And what has it been, like, building a new audience?
It's been pretty, like, here and there. I mean, it's edgy. Because, you know, everyone's sexuality is a little cray-cray. Like, people, like, want to, like, be what they're into. So they be like, oh, I saw when you was Sethi too thick, and now you was Miss Baby Moon, oh. And now they're just like, oh.
Do you feel like you have maintained any of your ODs? Like, are there people who
yes,
have seen you through it all and are like?
I feel like I freaked. I feel like I turned the girls out. Like there's some gays who were like, okay, you know what?
Maybe I kind of
I like the TS now. Okay. Yeah.
Many such fucking cases, bitch. I mean, but I'm sorry. If people were watching Sethi Too Thick bounce on a dick, and then it was not that much different. I mean, you were very androgynous. You know what I mean? So it's if they were into that, girl, you might need to ask some questions. Not that you can't be gay and like femboys, but it's like, at the end of the day, where's the line? The line is blurry. And you might wind up kind of getting into the TST. So it's kind of cool to see you bloom. It's interesting to see that you've like maintained these people who've watched you blossom into a girl in the last year. And they're like, and I was still fuck.
Yeah, exactly. But also like, yeah, it was also a struggle, and I lost a lot, and I had to like rebuild my empire, because like you're starting over as like a new person, basically, and there is a lot of clapback.
Where are you in that process? Like, are you starting to see returns on building your empire back? Are you starting to get to a place where you're
yes,
more comfortable?
Yes, mamas, I'm starting with a new agency.
Ooh,
this week.
I know, that's fucking right.
With I don't know if y'all know the tea, but like I started with a new agency. Don't want to spill too much, but like we're gonna be making some big coins for the dolls,
right?
And that's only for the dolls, and that's where I belong.
Yeah. You deserve to be with management that understands who you are, can support you in that market, because at the end of the day, you aren't a gay. And like I said, back in the day, we never treated you like one of the gays because we kind of knew you look you weren't. So your management definitely shouldn't. Do you feel like it's been a challenge maintaining these two separate things? Like, you have an OnlyFans, it's publicly accessible on your Twitter.
And also being a painter.
Yeah.
Yes, like, extremely. Yes. No, I have had people in my life tell me, like, you need to choose one or the other. And I'm not going to ever do that.
You're never going to do that? You think you'll always maintain?
I think that I will always maintain because honestly, I'm going to be real. Like, I'm going to be freaking real right now. like, it's giving hating. Like it's giving hater energy. Like, I think that I am being put into spaces that, like, y'all ain't even seen yet. Like, as a trans sex worker publicly, and I'm, like, breaking boundaries as, like, a painter, also a fine artist and a sex worker. And, like, absolutely, the girls who are telling me that, like, you need to choose one, you need to make your Instagram, like, only your paintings or whatever, or, like, you need to choose one side, you need to just choose the paintings or the sex work or whatever. And I'm like, well, have you been in my shoes? No. Do you know what it's like to, like, actually support a fine art career as a trans woman? No. As a sex worker since, like...
Since Sethi Toothick? Since you was bouncing on dick in the college dorm?
No. So, like... So, yeah. Like, yeah, I might be one of the only, like, trans sense... Like, might be the only trans sex worker painter, fine artist painters right now in the scene. And, like, I think that's fierce.
I think it's so fierce. I think it's really beautiful. And I think that, honestly, it's... Let's be fucking for real. These art men be horny. And being an artist half the time is almost like being a damn escort. Because you low-key have to cuddle up to all the right guys. Let's be fucking for real. Like, so much of the art industry is, like, a social maintenance, especially for women. Like, there is a sexual component to that. And there always has been. Like, I think that it's actually really cool to have that be a part of your narrative, because so many artists are pretending like their sexual magnetism has no play in their career, and it clearly does.
Clearly. I mean, I look up to any girl, any woman who, like, embraces the fact that sexuality, their magnetism, their womanhood is a part of their art.
Mm-hmm.
The body is the art.
The body is the art. Sculptural.
The body is the art.
Which, speaking of, are you? I've heard you're looking to make a couple.
A little surgery.
A little,
yes,
surgery. Have you done anything yet?
No, I've never had any surgery.
Have you done anything, like, non-invasive?
I've only had fillers on my lips. That's
so you've had lip filler only so far, but that's... you're considering. What is it confirmed that you're doing?
It's not considered. It's completely booked, confirmed, and happening April 29th, 800cc breast augmentation.
In those titties. I know, that's fucking right. So how big is that going to be? Like, who is your, what's your goal there?
What
was your goal going in?
My goal going in for me is, like, I genuinely think I have a big bag.
And you just want something to offset that big bag.
Huh?
You want something to offset that big bag.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a little bit of a big bag.
I don't think your bag's that big.
Baby
back rib?
It's okay, baby, to have a baby. Big bag.
Yeah.
You know?
Nothing wrong with the big bag.
Nothing wrong with the big bag.
Watch
out for the big bag, girl.
But I
think But when the boobs come in...
Who's even checking for the back?
Who's checking for the back when the boobs are in the front?
So 800, like, how big? Give me, like, a visual. Like, what did you try on the size?
Basically, I showed my surgeon AI generated images. And she was like, girl, you're carrying.
Oh.
Like, she said, girl, you're carrying. These are AI. Like, you need to show me real trans woman, like, what you want. With, like, your back proportions. So I had to go find some, like, some, like, Colombian Instagram dolls. And she's, like, she told me to, like, do my research on basically bodies that, like, are similar to mine.
Right.
And then send them to her so she can, like, perfectly
find. Do you remember who your reference was?
No, I don't remember the references. It was just, like, Instagram dolls.
Okay.
Like, I know. But, like, basically... For me, I think the 800cc's will not look ridiculous. They won't look that crazy because my back is, yeah, as I said, like, it's a little bit.
And you
want to
be busty.
And I want to be busty.
You're looking to be, like, all about them boobs.
Yeah.
800. I'm, like, trying to, I, like, almost want to.
800cc is the largest.
The largest?
Is the largest size that they can do.
I almost want.
Okay.
looks like.
To reference, Socia has 500 cc's.
Oh. So you're going almost double that. 800.
But Socia is small and petite.
It's true.
Socia is small, petite, and like her body, her natural body is tea. Like, her natural body is so fish. So, like...
I know. She's so kind.
So fucking fish. Like, her small ass hands and, like, body. Like, and
fab feet. Bitch.
Like, yeah. What the fuck?
Okay, yeah. No. I'm seeing these implants on cis bitches, and it looks big, but it doesn't look insane.
Insane. They're just gonna look big, but they're not gonna look like...
But that's kind of what you want. You want to be, like, big titty the fuck.
Yeah. Out. I honestly, I'm like, are they gonna be big enough?
Oh, you might want to get bigger.
Like, I might have to get expanders, girl.
Oh. You know the ones where they can inject into the port?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about, expanders.
Oh, well, start slow. I mean, you're already started. I don't know if 800 cc is slow, but you're starting.
But you know what's so funny? My surgeon recommended it.
Expanders?
No.
800?
800 cc's herself. She was like, girl... Like, if you're going to get boobs, just go the biggest as you can, because, like...
Who is your surgeon? She sounds like a damn key.
She's a key. I don't want to drop her, because I'm gatekeeping her.
You're gatekeeping the surgeon. Okay, it's also, I'll have to get her off the air.
Also, that's why I'm not on no GoFundMe, because, like, it's free.
Oh, I know. That's right.
It's a free insurance. I'm never going to ask no fucking... I'm not one of those girls who's going to make a GoFundMe for no, like, fake, like... You know, shit, like...
Ow. Wow, 800 over the muscle. Are you doing over muscle?
I'm gonna do... Over the muscle is... under and versus under muscle is still, like, something we're discussing.
Okay.
But, like, she wants to do under the muscle because she's for longevity.
Like that size. It's a pretty big size.
Yeah. For under the muscle.
Or either one. I mean, that's
just
big. Like,
it's just...
Big implant.
Big ass implants, girl. But she knows what she's doing. And I
know I'm listening. She's like the professional.
She's this basically, I'm not gonna say who she is, but she's this doll. She's like this doll turner outer.
She turns the dolls out.
Yeah.
Is she cis? Cis bitch?
She's cis. And she's kind and she's real pretty.
I love that. How fab is that?
No, I walked bitch.
She decided, you know what I want to do with my life? Turn these motherfucking dolls the fuck out.
No, I walked into the surgery office literally and I was like, sis, I really want big boobs. And she was like, show me the boobs you want, girl. And I was like, I showed her some like Japanese anime titties and she was like, that's AI. Show me some real shit.
But it's that's so exciting.
No, it's like fierce. Like,
girl, you're not going. Are you ready to never see anything below your fucking waist again? You're not gonna be able to see shit with 800 cc.
I'm actually not ready for like my new life as like
a busty bitch.
Yeah,
big titty hoe.
A year ago, I was a man.
And now you don't have the biggest titties that you could possibly get on the commercial market. Girl, you said, let's go. Let's give it. Because right away,
Let's just get the gas pedal. Literally.
I mean, period. Is there anything else on your radar surgically that you're like looking into? Or is
no FFS to, like, for me.
No FFS? Yeah, period.
Because I love my face.
I love that. I'm a no FFS doll.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to think about a couple tweaks. But for you, I think, yeah, I mean, hey.
I think maybe some, like, filler or, like, fillers, like, non-invasive, like, a little cat eye lift or, like, a threading or something.
You would do, like, a cat eye lift.
Yeah, or, like, a threading, but, like, something.
No, you don't want
like,
any bone smash.
I don't want my bone smashed, the plates and the things.
No,
and
it's too much.
And
just want them big-ass titties, maybe some, like, a little snatch here and there.
Yeah,
you'll be good. You want to do BBL or are you good on that?
I do.
You
maybe
do.
I do.
Yeah.
I want that BBL too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, let's not Girl, get too freaky. Like,
the moon about to become a planet.
No, like, with the big boobs and the BBL, it might be too oval. Like,
I mean, what's wrong with two over? But start with the titties. You got the ass already. You go, you know, you could keep on.
Yeah,
keep
it's like the whole point was the fact that I was like fucking slightly too thick already. So it's like, I don't gotta really work on that part. Like, let's just get the boobs.
But, you know, sometimes you can bring out what you already got and make it even motherfucking more kind. But you look great. I mean, especially for 1 year, that's just so crazy. And I think seeing your journey, seeing you blossom.
Yeah, you've known
it's
me.
It's been cool.
I've known you the majority of my life.
I think you told me you were like, I think for the first time we ever met, the first night we ever met, I think you said something about like, I low key want to transition.
And yeah, low key.
It's cool that you did it. I know that it was a lot of hurdles to jump through to get there. And I believe you can do anything on the motherfucker horizon. I believe there is like nothing you can't accomplish. I think there's distractions in this life. There's complications in this life, especially the motherfucking doll life. But I will say you're the most lucid, the most like clear I've ever seen you, and the most like purpose driven. For sure.
That means a lot to me.
Yeah.
That means so much to me, Angel. Because I mean, you've known me for a long time. That's why this previous doll before whatever would hurt me a little bit, because I was just like, I wish, it almost felt like this is what I'm going to say in the last thing about it. I just wish you could see me now. You know what I'm saying?
And I am.
That's how I felt.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I felt. It's like, when you said that to me, like, that what you said, I'm not going to say what you said. Yeah. Because it wasn't nice, and I'm not going to say it was nice.
It wasn't nice
what you said.
Mind you, it was a lot of mean things was I was going to say, and I didn't.
Triggering.
But,
and I'm,
yes.
It wasn't nice, and Angel tore me a new one.
Uh-huh.
But I just, for me, I just wish I could share it with you. Like, yeah. I just wish I could share the love and the experiences and the joy that I've had these past few years with you, because we haven't been seeing each other as much out because we're both so busy. And it's just like, I wish we were closer. And well, now here we are.
I know. I really think I'm actually really grateful for this beef, because I think that, you know, it almost feels like God pulling us back together in a weird way, you know, in like the strangest way possible, because it came out of left field. I wasn't expecting it. I know you sure as hell weren't expecting it.
I was minding my business.
Oh, yeah.
I was confused. I was like, barred out, huh? Barred out when? Sati, what? What? Who?
Who?
I was like, who was he?
Who is Sati?
Who was he doing with?
What? No. So,
censor.
We go censor. But you're, no. I see how much you've grown. I'm excited for your future. And I think that, you know, I'm excited to have you back in my life. And I love you. And yeah. And this has been so nice to sit down and have this conversation with you. And I hope that this sets a tone for bitches that you don't have to, you know, I mean, you don't have to squash the beef. You know, sometimes beef is forever, but it doesn't have to be. You know, beef can't expire. And when beef expires in your fridge, you got to throw it out.
For me, having beef with someone is just going to rot inside you.
Because if you eat rotten beef, girl, you going to get sick.
And
the toilet's going to suffer.
I have so much forgiveness in my heart.
Same.
For people. Same. I'm like an endless pool of like just like constantly like.
Because you know what? We all know. We're all messy hoes. And I know for a fact I've done shit that I hate that I did that. And I hate that this happened. I hate I acted this way. I hate I said this thing. I hate I did this thing. I hate I transgressed. I hate I pushed this person's boundaries. I hate it. We're not perfect. We're always going to brush up against each other and do some whack shit. But, you know, we can all heal. And I will say, you know what? You caught me at the right motherfucking moment. My dose was hitting and we squashed it. And so, speaking of, I feel like it might be time to do another motherfucking dose. But is there anything you want to talk about?
I feel like we kind of got into it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, is there anything you want to plug right now before we sign off?
Plug. Bitch, I'm starting with it.
Plug the plug.
I got a new man.
You got a new man. You want to plug the new man or you want to keep him off the... You got a new man.
He's been holding me down.
Yeah, he's been holding me down.
Everyone's been seeing it. He's holding me down. And if you got beef with it,
that's how you.
Just speak to me about it personally. Oh. At this point. Just speak to me personally about this point.
Oh, he said he's standing by her no matter what. I know that's right. But so you're starting with new OnlyFans agency. You want to drop your URL? What's the at?
Girl.
If anybody wants to check you out.
No, me. Okay. Okay, hey y'all. So if y'all wanted to see my OnlyFans that we were discussing, I'm pulling it up because low-key, I don't be remembering my own app because I'd be having multiple accounts. One second.
That's how you know a hoe getting money. She got multiple. Multiple OnlyFans. You got multiple phones?
Yes, girl.
Oh, how many you got?
Two.
Just two? Okay, you. That's cute. That's like a sensible amount. Okay. You ever had a decoy fake phone?
BB Moon X. At BB Moon X OnlyFans. OnlyFans.com at BB Moon X.
BB Moon X.
And also follow me on Twitter.
Yes. Is it the same at BB Moon?
No. Okay. My Twitter is BBX Moon on Twitter.
BBX Moon on Twitter. You heard it here first. Go check her out and throw her some motherfucking coins. And I know some of y'all listening want to see what Miss Thing do.
Also see the paintings.
Yes. And the paintings.
The paintings, girl. Because there's a lot of big things coming this year.
Big things, motherfucker. I want you on the cover art for him. Oh. It's going to be giving.
Oh, yes, girl.
Let's just say, I'm manifesting good. Did you have a threesome with one of your curators? Did you have a threesome with a curator? Is that fake news?
A threesome with the curator?
This don't have to be it. I can cut it out.
Wait, did I have a threesome with the curator?
Did you?
I'm trying to think. I don't think so. Who said that?
Somebody told me. I don't remember.
That would be fierce. Oh, I kind of did. Shut up. I did.
I don't even know how I know that, but I'm not going to put, I won't put the name in there. But
girl, that's not even a real curator, though. That's a flop.
Oh.
That's a flop-rator.
Oh.
That's a thiever.
A thiever?
Girl, he stole everybody paintings.
What?
We can get into that tea, too.
Wait, what?
Oh, Marco Estrella?
You'll name it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait.
Stole from one in the audience.
Well, we're not going to say who. That name will be stolen as well.
If you go on my Instagram, look at that painting of Sosha. He told me that that painting was in storage, that he had it in storage. And girl, why I go on my fucking Instagram story? And some bitch, I go on my Instagram story, and I like literally see the painting is in some bitch's house.
Oh my God.
On their wall.
Did he sell it?
No, it was just like, he said it was in storage, but it was in his friend's apartment on their wall.
Girl.
And then I personally had to have my ex-boyfriend at the time go to his house, run up on him, and take the painting.
Wow.
Like, that's a curator? Yeah, that's why...
That's why
he ain't got no gallery no more.
Did it close?
Bitch, been closed.
Okay, period. Well, listen, karma got
that's
that one.
That's late.
Who was the threesome with? Piece of trade?
I can't. It was this Vietnamese boy. It was me, this Vietnamese boy, and him, my curator, yeah.
Fierce.
At that time.
Fierce. That's fab. I mean, you just seem like you are a very sexually open, adventurous, playful type of gal. You just begin into it. And I think that's beautiful. Well, anyway, I didn't even mean to open that whole backlog. I don't know why that just struck me. I was like, But listen, art and sexuality, it's a beautiful balance. It's a beautiful balance. Well, you heard it here first.
I
think you heard it all here. You heard it so much.
You heard it.
A lot of tea. It was giving bubble tea because we popped on these hoes.
I just have so much love for this bitch.
Me as well. Like, I have so much love for you as well. You know, I love you. I think you're a beautiful person. I'm sorry for anything nasty I said in the heat of the moment. And
me too.
It's buried and we're just going to move forward.
Obviously, Miss Angel Money got business.
Mm-hmm.
She do got business.
I know that's right.
She do got business. I take it back.
Well, I take back what I said too, girl. I love you, girl. Thank you so much for joining me. And it's been beautiful. Okay, bye, you guys. Bye.